Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the future of solar manufacturing. Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. This week, we've been looking at solar manufacturing and how companies abroad impact the industry in Ohio. Companies manufacturing in four Southeast Asian countries have been hit with new tariffs on solar imports to the U.S., and some are now moving manufacturing here to take advantage of government incentives. But that could change under the new Trump administration. With support from the Pulitzer Center, the Ohio Newsroom's Lila Goldstein reports.
Pulling up to the entrance of a solar panel factory outside Cambodia's capital, a poster greets visitors with a company vision. Three manufacturing bases for the American market. It goes on.
By strategically distributing our manufacturing operations across Phoenix, USA, Batam Island, Indonesia, and Phnom Penh, Cambodia, Northeast solar factories not only optimize efficiency for the American market, but also...
New East Solar Energy announced plans to open that factory in Arizona last year. Over the last 15 years, Chinese solar manufacturers have moved production from China to Taiwan to Southeast Asia in order to avoid taxes on imports to the U.S. Now, with higher tariffs being imposed on imports from four Southeast Asian countries, some foreign companies like New East are looking to build factories on American soil. Plus, Inflation Reduction Act subsidies for companies manufacturing in the U.S. have sweetened the deal. A new factory in Pataskala, in central Ohio, started pumping out solar panels this year. But the opening of the Illuminate USA facility, a joint venture between a Chicago developer and a Chinese solar giant, was not without controversy. Here's Pataskala resident Jerry Forns at a city council meeting earlier this year.
I'm absolutely dumbfounded that there was not better discernment in locating a more viable American business in our community that did not have ties to our mortal enemies.
And it's not just local residents who've taken issue with China-backed factories being built in the U.S. Lawmakers in Congress have proposed legislation that would specifically block Chinese companies from benefiting from the Inflation Reduction Act. And President-elect Donald Trump has promised an aggressive approach to China that may dissuade even major manufacturers from coming to the U.S. One of China's largest solar producers, Trina Solar, sold its brand new Texas factory just a day after Trump was elected. But Paul Lascano, a solar analyst with Bloomberg NEF, says no matter who owns the solar companies, these products will likely have a China link.
The made in the USA label is very, very, very misleading. Most of the supply chain is going to come from China, whether they like it or not.
That's because, Lascano says, most of the solar factories coming online in the U.S. are not producing the raw materials for solar cells, or even turning those imported materials into solar cells. They're getting the component parts from overseas and assembling them here to make solar panels. While the new Trump administration is likely to be more hawkish on China, it's unclear how American solar producers, like Ohio-founded First Solar, will fare under his presidency. Quill Robinson is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
We have an incoming administration that, while far more critical of a technology like wind than solar, they're not as convinced about the benefits of clean energy technologies relative to fossil fuels.
Robinson says domestic manufacturers are reliant on government incentives to stay competitive with the solar prices of foreign producers, which continue to drop. Still, First Solar seems excited about Trump's presidency. The solar manufacturer with three plants in Wood County and over 2,000 employees in Ohio declined to be interviewed for this story. But it congratulated the president-elect in a press release, adding that the company shared the new administration's agenda to, quote, win the energy technology race against China. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Lila Goldstein in Phnom Penh, Cambodia.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.